Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
If we would what?
Judge ourselves,
what would happen? This is some of the best news you ever heard in your life. Is that right?
Yep.
What if you didn't get judged? That means you would miss the being sick, the being weak, the dying prematurely. How's that going to happen? By two big things. Us not judging others, and what else? Examining and judging ourselves. What's the good news about judging yourself? You won't be judged. Now, friend, if we really understood what this meant, and we realize, because I've judged myself, I am not going to be judged. What does that mean? The devil can't touch me. He doesn't have access to me. He can't get to me. Not because I've done everything right, but because when I did miss it, I judged myself.
Yes,
hallelujah. Yes. And when other folks missed it, I didn't judge them. That's not my business. Right? I didn't judge them, but I did judge myself. It keeps the enemy away from me.
Hallelujah.
It keeps the doors closed in my life.
Yes.
Is it good news to hear you're not going to be judged?
Yes.
The enemy can't get to you. Hallelujah. 1 John talks about keeping yourself, and that wicked one touches him not. I like it. Don't you like it?
Yes.
I like being healed. Do you?
Yes.
I like just keep on living and getting older and older.
Yes.
I like it. I like having plenty of money to pay my bills.
Yes.
I like being able to do what we need to do in the ministry and not be restricted. Do you like it?
Yes.
Do you like it? If I like it and I want to keep doing that, I must not judge you. Or my fellow preacher, or anybody else. There are times if somebody is saying and doing things, if I see something on TV is preaching that I really don't agree with or really don't like, a lot of times I will change the channel real quick. And just pray for them. I got to get that off my mind. Why? Because what do you think about that? I don't. I can't have an opinion about that. That's between them. I don't know what the Lord told them or what He told them to do. That's between Him and them. Is that right?
Yes.
Do I want our church's bills to be paid?
Yes.
Do I want to be healthy so I can be able to keep getting up here and preaching and going?
Yes.
Right? Do you?
Yes.
Then I must not judge them.
Yes.
But I also must judge myself.
Amen.
Examine myself and judge myself. If we would judge ourselves, what would happen?
We
should not be judged. Keep reading. But when we are judged, we're chastened of the Lord, that we should not be condemned with the world. Does that sound like some judgment could happen? Verse 33, wherefore, my brethren, when you come together to eat, tarry one for another. The bottom line is be kind to one another. Not judgmental, but kind. Go with me to the book of Luke, please. We're going to get more light today. I can almost hear in the spirit doors clanking shut. Clink, clink, clink. What do you mean? Enemy can't get in anymore. He can't get in anymore in that area. Why? Because you quit judging them and you judge yourself. And when you do, the door goes clunk. And the devil can't get to you. Neither give place to the devil. That means it's possible to go week after week, month after month, year after year, and him keep wanting to get to you, but just can't get to you. Some folks are going to have to think about that some more. Good. Think about it. Don't make it a matter of what I think versus what you think. These scriptures are what matters.
Amen.
These scriptures are what matters. Luke chapter 6. Are you there? Luke chapter 6 and about verse 36. Now, we're going to read several scriptures of this. We need to read a lot of this passage because it all flows together. In fact, I didn't see how well it flowed together with all of this. I knew it did by faith, but I didn't see it until last night. Verse 36, are you ready? The Lord said, "Be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful." Now our text in James says, if you don't show mercy, you won't get mercy. And so when somebody's messed up and you feel like cutting them off and judging them and taking their name out of your book and whatever the case may be, just remember, there's going to come a time when you're going to want some mercy. And if you're wise, what will you do? You will sow mercy with them so that when you need it, you'll receive it. He said, judge not, and you won't be judged. Condemn not, and you shall not be condemned. Forgive, and you shall be forgiven. What if you won't forgive? We read multiple scriptures last Sunday. The Lord said, if you won't forgive your brother, the Father won't forgive you. Now, is that serious?
Yes.
That's serious. Give, and it'll be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, shall men give into your bosom, for with the same measure you meet withal, it'll be measured to you again. Now, we talk about this a lot of times concerning giving money and things, and it's true concerning that, but it's just true concerning everything. You sow mercy, you'll reap mercy. You sow money, you'll reap money. You sow meanness, you'll reap meanness. You sow hardness, somebody's going to be hard with you. And we need to wake up if we realize, you know, why won't anybody be faithful to me? Nobody will be faithful to me. But you need to stop. Do two things. What do? Number one, quit judging them for not being faithful to you. Stop it. Who said they owed you anything? Well, we're getting somewhere now.
Yes.
Is that right?
Right?
Then number two, what do you need to do?
Judge yourself.
Actually, I'm saying it wrong. Because what did Jesus say? First, get the plank out of your eye.
Yeah.
So first, what should you do?
Judge.
Nobody will be faithful to me. Nobody will stay with me. Nobody is a real friend to me. You need to stop right there and go, have I been faithful? Examine yourself. What kind of friend am I to others? And if you'll be honest, many times it's over right there.
Yeah.
Right? If you'll be honest, you'll go, well, no wonder. I hadn't had many faithful friends. I hadn't been much of a friend. I'm going to go over here and speak a little bit now. Give each group a little break. True or not? Nobody would give to me. Why won't anybody give to me? Why won't anybody give to me? Who said they owed you anything? They don't owe you anything. We must get delivered from this people owe me stuff. It's devilish. It's a lie. It's deception. Here's the big thing. God does not owe us forgiveness. He does not owe us cleansing. He doesn't. If He did, it wouldn't be mercy. It wouldn't be grace. And people don't owe you. Well, they didn't do this for me. They didn't do that. Well, what did you do? What have you done? And if we'll be honest, if we're experiencing continual deficiency in an area, if we'll be honest, we'll realize I haven't sown in that area, or I haven't sown very well in that area. I didn't stay with them when they needed me. I didn't support them. So I shouldn't be surprised if people don't support me. What are we talking about? We're talking about judging ourselves. What's the good news about that?
Then we won't be.
If you'll do it, what? You won't be judged. Nobody ever gave me anything. Nobody ever had to work hard for everything I got in life. Nobody ever gave me anything. And it's not likely to improve with that mentality.
That's right.
First of all, nobody owes you anything. No, they don't. They don't owe you anything. Secondly, have you been a giver? It's, well, I did do all that for them, and they that's why I'm so mad now. Well, then you didn't give it to them. You won't pay. It was not a gift. If you think they owe you, you didn't give them anything. Parents, spouses, listen. Your kids don't owe you if you gave them what you did out of love. I cared for them. I carried them 9 months. I changed their nasty, dirty diapers. I did this, and they can't even call me on the phone. And visited me in X amount of time. And with that kind of attitude, why would they want to? Why would they want to come and be fussed at? And if you think they owe you, it's because what you did for them, you did not give them as a gift of love. Now you're wanting your pay. It was a loan, or you were trying to buy something. If you gave it to them, then they owe you nothing. And then anything they would do for you is just a gift. Spouses. We're making progress now, aren't we? I gave them the best years of my life, and then they treat me like this. Then you didn't give it to them. You want your pay now. It was not a gift. It was not love. If you gave it to them, they owe you nothing. I'm going to say that again real slow. It can't be any other way. If you think they owe you, it wasn't a gift. You won't pay back. And you're judging them for what they're not doing. You should be. You owe me. That is judging. Friends, are you with me?
Yes.
When you say, you owe me, you should, you're supposed to, you are judging them. And you're not judging yourself. Because if we'll be honest, there were some things we should have done for people. People that did a lot of things for us. Did we act the way we should with them? If you'll be honest, you'll know you've come short.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our Week of Increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.